This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Finance ministers also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay taxes in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it provides momentum for a global deal to end a race to the bottom in corporate taxation.
It's led to a system in which corporate taxation plays a diminishing role in financing governments in the U.S. and around the world, and more of the burden has been falling on workers.
Countries, especially the U.S., have been grappling for years with how to deter companies from legally avoiding paying taxes by assigning profits to subsidiaries in tax havens. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from the worst militant attack in Burkina Faso in recent years has risen to 138, the government said Saturday, after armed assailants laid siege overnight to a village in the country's northeast. The attackers struck Friday overnight, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yagha province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. The government has declared a 72-hour period of national mourning, describing the attackers as terrorists, though no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed on Saturday in an explosion near a fuel station in the Yemeni city of Marib. Members of the Saudi-backed government blamed a missile strike by Houthi forces. A medical source told the Reuters news agency that dozens of people, many of them badly burned, had been taken to Marib General Hospital and that 12 of them had died of their injuries, including 5 children. The Marib government, confirming the explosion, blamed a missile fired by Houthi militia fighting a Saudi-led coalition in Yemen's civil war. The country's health minister wrote on Twitter that more than 17 people were killed and injured. The Marib region is the last northern stronghold of the Saudi-backed government, which has been at war against the Iran-aligned Houthis since 2014. Demolition work began Saturday on a Serbian Orthodox church illegally built on land near Srebrenica seized from a Muslim family after the 1992-95 civil war. The demolition began more than a year and a half after the European Court of Human Rights ordered the destruction of the church on land seized from Fatah Orlovic, a Muslim refugee. The village is not far from Srebrenica, where more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys were massacred by Serb forces in 1995. Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000-square-meter complex. But the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between Beijing and Budapest's liberal mayor. The U.S. Justice Department said Saturday that it no longer would secretly obtain reporters' records during leak investigations, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Biden has said it's simply wrong to seize journalists' records and had pledged last month that his Justice Department would halt the practice. The policy received renewed scrutiny over the past month as Justice Department officials alerted reporters at 3 organizations, the Washington Post, CNN, and the New York Times, that their phone records had been obtained in the final year of the Trump administration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm Bert.